RMT, nationwide rail strike looms, resist pay cuts, and job losses. Jared Wood, RMT National Executive Committee, personal capacity, the government and rail industry bosses have been shaken by the tremendous ballot results returned by the Rail, Maritime and Transport Workers Union, RMT. It is no exaggeration to describe these results as historic. They were achieved in spite of all the obstacles placed in front of the RMT by the anti-union laws, government propaganda, and a dirty management campaign that involved appealing to members not to take part in the ballot, in order to fail the turnout thresholds. The massive yes votes returned by members working for Network Rail and 13 train operating companies, TOC, show the massive anger of rail workers and their determination to defeat the government and bosses' plans to decimate the industry. The government and bosses are using COVID as a pretense to introduce flexible working and job cuts. They have formed a group called the Rail Industry Recovery Group, RIRG. This group has been discussing the bosses' agenda, including massive job cuts and reorganization based on flexible working. RMT insisted that pay and a no compulsory redundancy agreement be included in talks. They were included, but the employers have offered nothing. Having endured 2 years of pay freeze, and with the threat of mass job cuts, and the destruction of terms and conditions, members have returned massive yes votes. In Network Rail, 90% of members voted to strike on a 70% turnout. Similar votes were returned on several TOCs. Every one of the TOCs achieved a legal strike mandate too, apart from GTR, Govia Thameslink, where RMT fell just 5 votes short of the 40% threshold. RMT is to reballot these members. The RMT National Executive will now consider reports of any responses by the employers, before deciding on dates for strike action. It is essential that members' demands on pay, jobs and conditions are addressed. The movement into strike action of these members, numbering over 40,000, opens up the opportunity to coordinate action with strikes already being taken by RMT members on London Underground. The RMT National Executive will be looking at further strike dates on both London Underground and on the National Rail Network. The possibility of a national rail strike, which included the London Underground, is now absolutely real. Such a strike would demonstrate the importance of our rail network. The Tories are crying that rail is too important to allow workers to strike. They are threatening further legal restrictions on the right to strike, including legally enforceable minimum service levels. RMT General Secretary Mick Lynch has quite rightly threatened a ferocious response to any such attempt. Of course, the rail network is of huge strategic importance, and that is why it should not be left to be exploited by spivs dishing out dividends to billionaire owners. We need a renationalized and publicly owned rail system run as a public service. But as the experience of ScotRail shows, nationalization alone is not enough. RMT members are balloting to strike after a derisory 2.2% pay offer, despite the franchise having been taken over by a Scottish government-owned body from April. We also need to fight for full funding and democratic workers' control. Run democratically, and not in the interest of profit, any spare capacity from an easing of passenger demand following the pandemic can be used to provide less crowded, improved passenger services, and to get freight off the roads and onto electric trains. RMT will face an onslaught from the government, which wants to teach the trade union movement a lesson and roll out post-COVID austerity as their solution to a cost of living and broader economic crisis. The whole movement must support the RMT in this fight. Pay cuts, job losses and flexible working must be defeated in the rail industry and beyond.